Are you into books and movies? Do you want to hear what's on at your local library? Then get between the covers with Rowan Grinstead from the Eastern Regional Libraries every third Wednesday of each month from 3 p.m. It's 1 hour of action-packed thriller from start to finish, only on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley.
And 7 minutes past three, this is Between the Covers. Rowan Grinstead has buzzed into the studio with papers flying everywhere, as usual.
Usual in the Batmobile flying up the mountain.
Yep. Good to see you again.
Hello, and thank you for having me back.
Now, last time you were in, you were telling me a book you were reading. It was as thick as a telephone book.
I'm still reading it.
It came out with a film with Nicole Kidman.
It did. I wanted to try and get it read before the film came out, but the film came out last week. Donna Tartt's book, The Golden Finch.
Yeah.
And it's absolutely brilliant. And if you really can persevere, it is heavy reading, but it's a brilliant story.
Yep.
But I have heard from those that did go last week to the opening of the movie, it's nowhere near as good as the book.
It never is.
It never ever is. It never is. It can't capture it all. And when I think of the size of the book, to me, probably should have been a series. But something I did watch this week on a book I talked about with you a few months ago, which was also probably twice as large as two Bibles put together, was the Patrick Melrose story. And ABC iView brought out the series. This book was made into I think it was four-part series, which I absolutely had to watch after persevering with that book and reading. I thought, right, I'm going to. Have you watched it? Have you been watching it? It's on it's on iView at the moment. It's running on ABC. Not that we're here to talk about that, but the book was brilliant, and I have to say the series has been made as close to the book as possible.
Yeah.
It's horrible. It's horrific. The first series to get through Patrick Melrose's heroin addiction days is hell. He's an aristocrat. From, you know, he moved with Dame, you know, Princess Margaret, all that group. I think I talked about it in some of the parts of how snobbish even Princess Margaret was. It was incredible scenes he talks about. But when you first watch the series or read the book, you've got to push past his first phase of life that he's going through, and that's his heroin addiction days. And then when he's got clear haze, he can talk about all the horrible and nasty things that went on in the aristocrat world. Brilliant series and brilliant book. So that's the Patrick Melrose series. Yeah.
Another series I like, because I read the books first, was the Franny Fisher series by Cary Greenwood.
Yes.
I loved those books, and then they came out with the ABC series.
Brilliant, wasn't it?
Yeah, very, very well done. Fantastic
the
production
casting,
values.
The costuming, the set production. You just couldn't fault it. It's just magnificent. And again, so close to the book.
Yeah.
And the characters and the... what's her boyfriend, police officer name?
Oh, yeah, him.
On again, off again. Are they having an affair? Are they not? The chemistry's there, and it sizzles in the TV production too. I thought it was brilliant.
Well, I like the book, seeing those, the two lead actors, they sort of revolve around each other all the time, sparks are flying, but the author doesn't want to light the fire yet because it hooks you in.
That's it. The other great series, book series series on telly was Poldark.
Yeah.
And we have a lot of people who've read every I think there's 42 books in the series.
Wow.
Something incredible. But that's another one that, and it's very close to the bone to the book. It's stuck to the book. Yeah. So that doesn't pay to not.
That's right. Yes, indeed. It's 14 past three. This is Between the Covers. Rowan Grinstead from Eastern Regional Libraries in the studio. And we got so many things
have. Let's burst onto the scene with Lilydale. It's got so many events going.
Okay, the library at Lilydale, which is up at the Lilydale campus lakeside.
Gorgeous campus with cafes and views.
Yeah, it's a lovely place. Very nice library to walk into too, several different levels and all that sort of stuff. First up, on Tuesday the 29th of October, it's a couple of weeks away, we can learn about digital e-cards, and you do have to book for it. It starts at 2 p.m. on Tuesday the 29th of October, and you can create a digital card to send to your families and friends for special occasions, and learn about the best apps to use and websites and so on to
make this. Now I want to do this. I really do want to do this. So it's over the years, you know, when we first started social media, and we thought, oh, it's so crass to be having social media with your friends and family. But now, years later, if I didn't have them, I wouldn't remember them and I wouldn't know them. And
Who's this person in my house?
I'm so busy in my life that I really only do catch up on what my friends and family, and I've got a lot of family that lives overseas too, through social media.
Yeah.
So if I'm going to greet them, I don't know, I really am going to use e-digital cards. So this is the perfect time to learn to make your own Christmas cards or birthday cards, but Christmas cards are fantastic, and some of them can be a little jingle song that bursts into song when they open up the card, and there's awesome stuff. So really have to show, you know, use that third level of keeping your connections in the community and with your friends and family. It's very important, and it's a fun way to send a greeting card that may never even been opened in its envelope or just thrown into the bin. Once they've opened it on social media, they've opened it and think, oh, isn't that lovely? Somebody sent me a Merry Christmas song or something. But something to keep in mind. It is of value, you know, that third level of, you know, no one likes to admit it, but it's very true.
I can just see in the future, remember when those Google glasses came out, and anyway, what will happen in the future is you wait and put on a pair of glasses, and they'll have facial recognition built into them. And as you look at people, this little thing will pop up above their heads, giving you their name or their hashtag hashtag relative. There's a relative of mine.
Okay, and then all the relatives that are aligned to them will come. Actually, that's not such a bad idea. Okay, so now we know your DNA and your genetics just by looking at you.
That'll help me, because people often say hello to me in the street and I say hello back and I think,
Who's that?
Yeah. And if I had these glasses, they just pop up the name above them.
And they go, that's where I know it from. Bob. Mine would say the librarian. And they go, oh, that's that librarian always telling us what to read and do.
So anyway, we digress. On Saturday, the 9th of November at Lilydale Library at 1:30 p.m. is Farming for Change with Meg Yates.
This is really fascinating, this. Yes, and she does a few levels of this. So
heirloom produce and permaculture principles. So you'll be able to go along and hear about her own project, a 5-acre project.
Yeah, and she has a lot of disengaged youth or unemployed, or they're not in school, and they're learning hands-on from her and what they're producing and what she's delivering, and she's just getting them interested and engaged, and she's doing some wonderful stuff. Very interesting lady to come and listen to talk to as well.
Okay, so Meg Yates on Saturday, 9th of November from 1:30 p.m. Bookings again, please.
At the beautiful Lilydale Lakeside Campus.
Yep. And then the big thing, the big, big event.
Drum roll.
It's tomorrow night.
Girls' Night In.
That's
right. It's been a wonderful success. Now, I'm putting out a call. So our Girls' Night In, which is a charity event, and it goes to cancer, ovarian cancer, actually. We are hosting at Lilydale Library tomorrow night from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. We kick off with a meditation and wellness workshop, followed by, once you're all relaxed and ready, to wiggle your hips for a belly dancing workshop. There is a trade fair of wellness and women's wellness and health. There were different people coming right across in the trade fair, from Pilates and yoga studios from right across the mountains.
Yep.
All our yogas and Pilates and massage and wellness being.
You get a massage too.
You do. You absolutely do. After your belly dancing, you'll want another one. And then we have supper. There's supper inclusive in the ticket, your glasses of champagne, and we are hosting the movie The Hustle, starring Anne Hathaway and our own Australian Rebel Wilson.
Yep.
And that will be showing at 7 o'clock. There are umpteen hampers to buy raffle tickets. We will be drawing the raffle tickets on the night. Beautiful, beautiful hampers that have been supplied and gifted to us from Yarra Rangers Coffees. And we have giveaways for massages, lucky dip seats on your seats in the auditorium. Look under your seat and some of you will get a free accommodation package at the Box Hill Institute Lakeside Campus for a weekend in the Yarra Valley. Lots and lots of things to win. But we've hit 91. We really want to make it to 100.
So by the end of the show, we want people to call and book.
We do. We need seven more people to book. We really wanted to
all
make
women,
this.
All women, of course, yep.
Yep. So we really wanted to make this 100 for a girls' night in, and we are stuck on 91. So I'm here today to push you that seven of you will ring up Eastern Regional Libraries.
That's nine. This is why you're a librarian, not a maths teacher. Need nine people.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yes, we do. We need nine people. Luckily, I've got you. And we need nine more people to ring up, please, 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 and say you heard about it on the radio show. Ring Eastern Regional Libraries and they can book you in online, or go to the line on site and you can book yourself in. And we'd love to make it to 100. And it's all going to, as I said, to the cancer for our girls' night in.
So have you got the phone number or anything there?
Okay. Lilydale Library is... Inquiries. Sorry. 8892 2535. Will I say that again? 8892 2535. I won't give the mobile number, it's too long.
Yep.
So either go online or ring the Lilydale Library itself. Okay.
So there you go, ladies. Beautiful. Nine more of you and they'll crack the 100.
Lovely, and we hope to see you down then. You can come and say hello. You heard about it on the radio, that'd be great.
Yep. Say hello to Ryan.
Okay.
Tell her what a great job she's doing.
What else have we got at Lilydale? I think there was heaps at Lilydale. Is it on the back?
Nothing on the back there. I'm flipping through all sorts of things with other campuses, but not that.
Okay, so we will flop over to Healesville Library. They've got a couple of really interesting things happening. Tuesday, the 12th of November, oh my goodness, Life in Miniature. Mm-hmm. The Miniaturist is coming. Some of the displays they've come and put up to promote this have been incredible. Healesville Library is pleased to present Karen Barnes from VAME, Victoria Association of Miniature Enthusiasts. It's an incredibly... Oh, if you've ever seen any of the Miniaturist's work... They make small scale.
Only on the internet. I haven't seen it in person.
Oh, to see the pieces in life is absolutely incredible. Inspired by everything from fairy tales to the world around us, the artists of VAME produce keenly observed teeny tiny creations and prove that attention to detail, it is a big deal in the world of miniatures. You know, I could see retired craftsmen and tradesmen really, really... being able to focus in on this and think of the things you could make for your grandkids, like dolls, miniature dolls, has the miniature characters that live in them, or miniature villages, and beautiful, beautiful the
scenes
hobby
from
to
Poldark.
Scenes from Poldark, yes. Or even the life of the library. That would be even better. So that's on Tuesday, the 12th of November at Healesville Library at 11 o'clock in the afternoon. Wednesday, the 20th of November, meet Frank Prem. Frank Prem, from Beechworth-based poet and author, will be joining us at Healesville Library this November with readings from his two poetry collections, Small Town Kid and Growing Up in Rural Australia in the 1960s and 70s, and Devil in the Wind, poetry inspired by Black Saturday. That is on Wednesday, the 20th of November, at Healesville Library. And there's one more.
Friday, the 22nd of November, Native Ingredients Masterclass with Mabu Deli.
That's Indigenous.
11 a.m., yeah.
Yes, that's the Indigenous Deli, yes.
So you learn about local Indigenous...
using their different herbs and spices.
Yeah,
One of the things I stumbled across was at NAIDOC, we had the Indigenous new young elders. They came and put on a bush morning tea for us at the library.
Yeah.
And they made lemon myrtle scones I've never
had.
Yeah,
very nice.
Take your breath away. So I would say it's that sort of stuff, using different of their herbs and grasses for different things. And, so that's Mabu Deli with Native Ingredients Masterclass, Friday, 22nd of November at Healesville Library at 11 o'clock. Ooh, I think I'm going to try and get myself down there. I'll be there for the tasting.
Okay, moving on to Yarra Junction Library.
Your beloved one.
Yeah, it's great. Get Online Week. Discover a new online hobby. So it's on Thursday, the 17th of October, so tomorrow at 3 p.m. and between 3 and 4. So there's afternoon tea and this discussion about fun hobbies you can participate online. Learn how to do things like research family history, how to use Google Earth, Google Voyager, Google Arts and Culture, or write a blog to share your hobbies and interests. And blogs are great. I do a bit of blogging or vlogging myself. Yeah,
right.
I've got a YouTube channel and everything.
Oh, I'm going to have to tune in.
I'm famous.
And what do you blog under? What's your name you blog under?
Not sure. Greg Carrick, I don't know.
Just under your own name? Okay.
I think so, yeah. All about cameras and photography and stuff.
Oh, all the fascinating things is you've got us all fascinating.
So that's tomorrow at Yarra Junction at 3 p.m. But also on Monday the 28th of October from 2 p.m. Another author meet, Kerry Tucker, to hear about her book, The Prisoner. And she spent many years in a maximum security prison. And then when she was released, she got out with a Master of Arts. She went on to complete a doctorate and become a lecturer at Swinburne Uni.
Wow.
And
I love hearing those stories.
Very passionate about educating women in prison. So you can meet the author, Kerry Tucker, Monday 28th of October at Yarra Junction at 2 p.m.
That's really fascinating. You know, I went to a library conference and it was in Canada that they'd come over, and they brought filmage of, there's a lot of women in Canadian prisons, and they have this huge link with the public libraries with the prisons, and they bring in all the books that they require and they need to help them, because so many of them end up in prison because they are uneducated and can't work, and they go into prison has been the biggest benefit to them, and how the libraries have linked in with that and helping them with their education. It's brilliant programs.
And also this coming Saturday, another author event, seeing this pushed all over the place, Heather Ellis, her talk about Timeless on the Silk Road. It's her time of journeying from London to Hanoi on a motorbike and riding across Africa. So she went on another journey along the Silk Road Trail. And she'll be talking all about that.
Fascinating stuff at Yarra Junction.
Yeah.
So they all need to get over to Yarra Junction and party at Lilydale. And
but the big one is the girls' night out tomorrow night.
The girls' night in. Yes, it is. Thanks girls for letting us talk about their events.
And there's something else. An event coming up we didn't mention earlier.
I know. I'm here to talk about books, but there is one more event I just forgot, and it's my biggest one. I've got to push out there to you all. So at Healesville Library, following on from the success of Halloween last year at Healesville Library, we are continuing again with a Hocus Pocus night on October the 31st, starting at 4 o'clock. So come straight from school, straight over to the library.
Yep.
And this year, for something slightly different, in conjunction with Memo Hall, who will be after our party hosting the live movie event over at the Memo Hall, we are having a young magician from Upper Yarra Junction, from young Chris, who will be coming as Count Dracula for a magic show at our beautiful Halloween Hocus Pocus night.
Yep.
So with all our budding magicians and little witches and horrible pumpkins and whatever else you can get out of your wardrobe, come down to Healesville Library on the 31st at 4 o'clock we start sharp.
Yep.
And the Traders of Healesville once again are sponsoring us with a trick and treat hunt. So you'll have to follow the clues to the traders shops that are sponsoring for your trick or treat. And I hear there's lots of yummies being ready and getting ready for the big event. And then after you've collected all your goodies and you've enjoyed the magic show and the party food and a witch's reading and making your own spectacular Hocus Pocus magic bags, you can wander over to Memo Hall for the movie. So that's on the 31st at Healesville Library and at the Memo Hall.
Yep. At 4 o'clock, the witchy story time.
Yes. And, another Cajun local author, Kerry.
Yeah.
Kerry Mitchell, I'm not quite sure of her surname. It's her own little book of witches' tales. Mm-hmm. She will be doing some witches' readings, and along with another local artist, cartoonist, doing some ghoulish cartoon work. There's something for everybody, and the magic show with young Chris from here, who will be coming as Count Dracula. Apparently, he pulls heads off rabbits.
Oh, goody. I've been known to pull heads off Barbie dolls. Makes an improvement.
Okay, books. We need to talk about books.
Now the library lady's here, we're going to talk about books.
Now, and you have, I hear, been reading and not watching Canopy.
Yeah. I'm not a multitasker for that. Once I get into a book, that's it. The world disappears and I'm in the book.
You focus on the book and you finish the book. So let's hear about your book.
Okay, it's called River of Salt, and it's by an author called Dave Warner, Australian. Yeah. Now, not only is he a prolific author, I found out that he's also a prolific Australian musician.
Oh.
And he started off being a muso, I think, first, even back in the 70s. He's done lots of music. He's played in lots of bands, run his own bands. And
were you familiar with any of the bands that were mentioned?
Some of the music. He's not a big name.
No.
Like, you know, Jimmy Barnes. No. But he's big enough. And he then started writing screenplays and novels and things. And this is one of them. It's called River of Salt. And basically it's an American hitman. Things go wrong in the States for him. So to sort of save his life, he he jumps on board a Catalina that's being delivered from America to Queensland. So he sort of comes in by plane illegally, assumes a new identity, hides out on the East Coast in some little town, and rebuilds his life there. But then things start to go wrong in the town, and he uses his unique set of skills, shall we say, to try to fix the problems, because he doesn't want attention on the town because he's there and he's got this very dubious background.
Okay, so it's sort of like the Larrikin Australian story. So how interesting. So Dave Werner, it's lovely to discover Australian authors too, isn't it? There's something really special when you discover.
Yeah. And the book's pretty good. The main characters are interesting, but there's also a lot of side characters through the book, through the novel, and one of them is this teenage girl called Kitty. And it's interesting watching her development, because she's the typical, in the teenage world, all they're worried about is, you know, the boys and what the other girls think of them and the little cliques and all that sort of stuff. But she visits a library to escape attention at one stage. She walks into a school library, sits down, picks up a book and just flicks through it. And all of a sudden the words start to get through the fog of her mess of life and into her brain. And she suddenly finds novels and books. And
wow.
And through reading these novels, she then begins to understand the reasons, the motivations people do different things, you see, because they're explained in the books.
It's
why these characters do things.
Giving her understanding.
And then she looks around
life.
Her own world and sees, is her eyes are open to the motivations of people trying to fit into that small town and the importance of the hierarchies and how people sort of do things behind this facade of a life that they present. So it's interesting watching her development and the way her she goes from being just fairly smart to intelligent, you know. Yeah.
All thanks to the library.
All thanks to reading
I'm
books.
Now that's it. Now I'm hooked, and I'm going to have to promote it. David Werner's promoting the libraries.
It's called River of Salt.
I wonder if that's sort of, even though he's put it through a female protagonist, if that's where he discovered life. You often find that, you know, in the author's books, the little bits of reflection of themselves and their youth are in there.
Yeah.
So that would be interesting.
I don't think David Werner was a hitman, but...
No, but he was an observer.
But there is a lot of music built into the story, which is, he obviously gets from his own life.
Oh, you would definitely love that. Wow, that sounds so fascinating. So
and he is a big name. His first novel, City of Light, won the West Australian Premier's Book Award.
I do know City of Lights, yes.
Okay, he's also won the Ned Kelly Award for Best Australian Crime Fiction.
Wow.
Bob Dylan quotes him as one of his favourite Australian authors.
Goodness me.
Yeah.
That must have been when he was over there writing about the American hitman. Wonderful, and I love it that it's an Australian author. I too have got a little quirky one, an Australian one for you. And the book is called 30,000 Bottles of Wine and a Pig Called Helga by Todd Alexander. 30,000 Bottles of Wine and a Pig Called Helga. So, meet Todd and Jeff, a 40-something gay couple from Sydney. After a weekend away in the Barossa with friends, they decide that they would like to do a Maggie beer.
Yep.
And they buy a property in the Hunter Valley for the ultimate tree change. 18 months on, they find the perfect place with its own little vineyard run down and olive grove run down. The plan is simple. Todd will cook and Jeff will renovate. They will make award-winning wine and enjoy it sitting on the deck of one of the beautiful villas that they will construct together. How hard can that be?
How hard can it be?
How hard? One slight problem. Todd and Jeff are city-bred folk and have absolutely no idea how to run a rural property. Cue commercial hijinks involving local wildlife, disastrous DIY projects, and hilarious animal husbandry incidents.
Yep.
This was a real laugh aloud. This is a good book club book too, and that's an Australian one too. That's 30,000 bottles of wine and a pig called Helga.
Now, so that's aimed at teenagers, is it? No?
Well, they could. Yeah. They absolutely could. Young adult to me is no boundaries.
No, you're a young adult.
That's it.
That's it, yeah. So and you would have to read that book with a bottle of wine.
Yep, a couple of thousand. So that's a really, really good one. That's a big hit one at the moment. And, of course, the Testaments in the very grim Margaret Atwood's series, the third one that's everyone are coming down. I have not read it myself, but it is the most popular book.
Okay.
Orders are very, very high on it, but they're coming back thick and thin that they absolutely enjoy the book. So that's the third part series in The Handmaid's Tale, the last, The Testaments.
Yeah.
It's too grim for me. I did the first two and then I just couldn't be that grim any longer. Yeah. I just... Yeah. But
you'd rather have 30,000 bottles of wine.
This is for me. But those that want a continuation of the Grimm, please do read The Testaments. It's coming back with fantastic, outstanding results. Everybody's really enjoying it, but you have to put your name down because the waiting list is quite long on that.
Yeah. There have only a few of those books, but they have got 30,000 bottles of wine.
Well, we probably have close to maybe 30 books. Those who want something a bit more lighter, this fabulous book with a fantastic twist is The Last Voyage of Mrs. Henry Parker, a missing husband, a failing memory, and an unforgiving love story. Mm. And it's their last voyage, a fabulous book. It's very like Elizabeth in Missing by Emma Healy. Incredibly funny book and just loved it. So maybe after you've read that Grimm book, you might like to
lighten up
The Last Voyage. So they're my three books that I wanted to talk about today.
Excellent.
And yours makes four. So they've got plenty to do and plenty to read.
Absolutely, and Dave Warner, River of Salt, he has written other books that have won awards. So, just
and don't forget, number 9, I need 9 more people to ring up tonight.
That's right.
Bring us to our 100 for our Girls Night In charity. And for the kids, get down to Hocus Pocus over at Healesville Library. And thank you so much for having me once again, Greg.
No worries. So, ladies, do yourself a favour and get into the Girls Night In tomorrow night at the Lilydale Camps Library.
I'm sure if you're number 100, there might be something special there for you.
Special for you. Yes, look under your seat.
Lots of giveaways. Yes. Wonderful. Thank you very much.